And then we had a big old ranch in Hawaii. What's not to love about that life, right? No, I was still seeking. There was this emptiness, like a gnawing that was having me search for the truth. And so I kept thinking, well, it must be in one of these old books. You know, I kept thinking some old mystic must have jotted down the secret I was searching. And the irony is it was in an old book. It was in the Bible, which I had all along.
I'm Adira Polite, and this is Then God Moved. Today you're going to hear from Doreen Virtue, who was once the New Age writer. She was the top-selling author at the top New Age publishing house. She sold oracle cards, led workshops, and had a pretty pricey speaking engagement fee. She had it all in the eyes of the world. But then she met Jesus. Today, she's a very bold warrior for the kingdom of God, and I can't wait for you guys to hear this story. Doreen, thank you so much for being here. I've been looking forward to this.
It is so great to be with you, Adira, and thank you for your ministry work.
Oh, thank you.
So you were raised in the Christian Science religion. Can you break that down for us? What exactly was your childhood faith?
Christian Science is neither Christian nor scientific, but I didn't know that as a kid. You know, you're told by your mom, hey, you're Christians. I had a Bible there. We were told to read it every week, these specific verses that were taken out of context, scripture twisting, eisegesis. And Christian Science believes that they have cracked the code of how Jesus healed people. And all it takes is to remember that, and they quote Genesis 1:26, that we are made in God's image and likeness, which is true.
Yeah.
But they quote it in such a way that Genesis 3, the fall, never happened.
Mm.
So they quote that we are still perfect, whole, and complete, made in the image and likeness of God. And all we have to do is remember that, and then all the illnesses and injuries and life problems go away. It's total mind control. You're not allowed to think negative. You're not allowed to watch any medical shows or even listen to a commercial about medicine, because the belief is if you get it in your head, you'll manifest it.
Oh, I see.
So I wasn't allowed to take health classes growing up in school. You know, just I didn't even know basic biology when I got into college. I had to really learn, oh, that's where all those parts are.
Right.
It's a cult centered around a woman who they basically worship her. Named Mary Baker Eddy, and it just led me into the New Age. And in the New Age, I now realize I was teaching Christian Science, and I was at the biggest publishing house, Hay House, which was run by a woman who was raised in Christian Science. And we were all studying this book that they call the New Age Bible, called A Course in Miracles. And it was written by a woman who was raised in Christian Science. So this cult of Christian Science just has its tentacles all into New Age. And now it's seeping not only into secular thinking, mm-hmm. but it's seeping into the church. And I'm just really upset about that.
Right, right. I mean, that's what your newest book is about. And people mm-hmm. have been so, so angry. People are very, very defensive, especially when it comes to healing. I've seen a lot of people really do believe that God has promised healing to everyone. And I feel like that's one of the major lies of this age.
I could talk all day about that. But as you were growing up, did you
remain in the Christian Science church, or did you think you were leaving that for something different when you went to the New Age?
I think I blended it because I kept going back to Christian Science services. Every Wednesday night at Christian Science churches, they have what's called a testimony meeting mm-hmm. where people will just stand up and talk about how they were healed during during that time and give thanks to Mary Baker Eddy first and then to God.
Wow.
Really messed up. And they do believe in Christian Science, like Word of Faith, that everyone will be healed, that it's God's will to always heal. Mm-hmm. But it's a works-based system that says that we have to, it's even beyond having faith, we have to know the truth, is what they keep saying. And they even quote Jesus wrong, that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. They think that means that you get your mind right and you'll automatically be healed. I still identified as a Christian Scientist. My whole life, I thought of myself as a Christian. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was following Jesus, but it turned out I was following my own made-up version of Jesus, and I think also a demon pretending to be Jesus. And And when I finally read the whole Bible, that's when I met the real Jesus. You know, that's when I really understood who God was, because Christian Science tells you God is infinite mind. Mm-hmm. I always pictured like this brain in the sky when I was growing up, you know, and how do you get close to a brain or an energy or a force or anything? Like, people call God the universe now.
Right.
How do you develop a personal relationship with the universe? You can't. So I got into angels because they seemed personal and accessible. And of course, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11:14 that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And I'm here to affirm that that is absolutely the truth. I was deceived by demons since childhood.
Mm-hmm. So from what I've seen online, this angel bit became the focus of your writing.
And
you found a lot of success there. I mean, anyone looking in on your life would have said you were living the dream. Were you searching for something else when you found the biblical Jesus?
That's exactly right. I had, in the worldly sense, everything that one could possibly want. I had a really good husband. We didn't have a Jesus-centered marriage, but we had a good marriage. Mm-hmm. Now it's a great marriage because Jesus is at our foundation. Mm-hmm. But I had a good marriage, my family. I had what I thought were lots of good friends. I was healthy. I was at the top of my game in my career. I was the best-selling New Age author in the world at the top-selling New Age house and touring the world. They would pay for my husband and I to fly first class all around the world, stay at the most fabulous hotels and penthouse suites, and paid really good money. Of course, I spent as much as I was making. And then we had a big old ranch in Hawaii, you know, so we'd come home to Hawaii. So what's not to love about that life, right? No, I was still seeking. There was this emptiness, like a gnawing that was having me search for the truth. And so I kept thinking, well, it must be in one of these old books. You know, I kept thinking some old mystic must have jotted down the secret I was searching. And the irony is it was in an old book. It was in the Bible, which I had all along.
Wow. So what exactly happened? You write that Jesus called you out of that, but what did that look like?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing, as I said, I identified as a Christian my whole life. And so I was trying to blend Christianity with New Age. And New Age, it's really kind of a sampling of different cultures and different religions. So in the New Age, you blend together Native American spirituality with ancient Celtic goddesses and Buddhism and Hinduism. And you just kind of, they call it having a spiritual buffet where you take a little bit of this and that. And then you put Jesus on top of that. And they don't mix at all, but that's what New Agers do. So I would listen to Christian radio because he was one of many I was following. I was following Jesus and Buddha and, you know, all these different beings. So I listened to really solid sermons, probably 20, 25, 30 years. Chuck Smith, Alistair Begg, you know, really good, solid teachers. But they would always talk about Jesus died for your sins. And that never made sense to me because the New Age teaches you that there's no such thing as sin. There's no such thing as the devil. Hell is a metaphor for your life on earth being bad because you've attracted it from negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're not sinners. We're perfect, whole, and complete. We're Genesis 1:26 still. You know, Genesis 3, the fall, that was just a myth. And then the New Age teaches that the Bible has been tampered with by the Roman Catholic Church, trying to get money out of us, trying to control us, that there's lost books that they won't acknowledge, like the Gospel of Thomas, Gospel of Mary Magdalene. Huge focus on Mary Magdalene in the New Agers, by the way. I can't tell you how many people I met who told me that they were the reincarnation of Mary Magdalene. You know, just,
is that like a divine feminine sort of?
Yeah. Who's that? Dan Brown.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Da Vinci Code guy. He really popularized her, and then people started to have these fantasies that they were her. And the New Age is delusional, is what it comes down to. It's escapism because a lot of people in the New Age have gone through trauma, and they don't want to deal with it because it's painful. So you go in this fantasy bubble world with all these friends in the sky and unicorns and fairies, and you just kind of float away from reality, and it messes up your life and your mind. So anyway, Jesus was calling me through these radio shows, but I couldn't get the gospel to convict me because I was defended against identifying that I was a sinner in need of a savior.
I see.
So I would hear it, but it would fall on deaf ears.
Right. So was there just like a cycle of moving closer and then being like, well, that doesn't make sense, and stepping back, and then he eventually pulled you in full?
Yeah. I mean, my conscience was seared. It was basically, as Paul describes, that the God of this world, Satan, he blinds people who are rebellious. And so, you know, that was me. I was blind to the gospel. And on January, I think it was 15, but it was mid-January 2015, I was driving along as usual, listening to Christian Satellite Network, and Alistair Begg comes on and he starts doing expository preaching on 2 Timothy 4, which is, end times there'll be, everyone will want their ears tickled.
Yes.
You know, by false prophets. And he's describing false prophets. And I'm going, oh my goodness, this is me. He's wow. talking about me. Yeah. And it was the first time I got convicted ever. You know, I went home to my husband and I said, I want to go to a real church, because we'd been to New Age churches like Unity and such. And I want to go to a real church. And I started to complain about having my New Age job to the first time. I said, I think I want to quit. And he's like, quit. And I thought, well, how? You know, we've got all these employees, all these people depend on us. And I was really kind of stuck. Mm. I didn't know how to get out. And it was not for 2 more years that I just said, whatever it takes, I'm getting out.
Wow. And for him at this point, was he understanding that you were having this spiritual realization of, I'm a false teacher?
Because he was also very much in the New Age, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't quite understand. Because Michael was raised Methodist before they were liberal, and he was baptized at age 12. And his mom, I mean, she's a Bible-believing, God-fearing woman, and he has that foundation. But when I was touring in the New Age around the world, he was with me. He was on stage with me playing mm-hmm. New Age meditation music and giving psychic readings from the stage. Mm. So he was all in. You know, some people would say, well, it's because he wasn't saved. Some people say, well, he was backslidden. I have no idea. All I know is that Jesus called us both out at the same time. Wow. And praise the Lord, we're both saved in Jesus. And now we pray together. We watch Christian documentaries together. We go to church, of course, together. And we have this sober, Jesus-centered marriage that is beyond what I thought you could have.
Wow.
So what happened in the immediate aftermath of this revelation? Like, what do you even do? Did you just call your publisher? Or
yeah, we started going to church, but we thought we'd go to the Methodist church, but then we didn't. So we ended up just flopping around these different denominations that were like Christian Science. I mean, we went to Seventh-day Adventist, and there's another church invented by a woman who's twisting scripture. And I mean, they all have good qualities, but that's a false church. And it took us a while to find a sound, biblically based church where the pastor, like Alistair Begg does, goes line by line through the Bible and is not twisting it, not making it about himself. That was hard to find. But once we found it, we joined the church and we're happy members of a solid church. Praise the Lord.
So what was the pruning process like? Did God immediately call you to write for him, or was there a season of in-between?
Yeah, good question. Well, I had come out of a lifetime in deception. So I was 58 years old when that happened. And that was in 2017 when I finally left. You know, I mean, it was 2015 when I knew I was going to leave and was being called out. But here I am, a senior citizen who's only known deception and eisegesis. And I'm in the public eye because I had been doing weekly videos for a long time and I just continued them. And then all of a sudden I didn't fit in anywhere because I denounced the New Age, but I wasn't yet a solid Christian. So nobody was like understanding me. I was trying to be a Christian, but I didn't understand Christianity yet because I hadn't read the whole Bible at that point. So I was fumbling around and I see someone like Todd White who says he's repented and right. and my heart goes out to him because when it's new, you still carry the baggage and the cobwebs of the old. And it's been this process of sanctification in the public eye that's been probably painful to watch. I apologize to anyone if my false teachings have impacted you or if you've cringed watching me. It's been a wild ride, but I have received so many letters. Mm. From people who were in the New Age, and it's not me, it's God working through me and others, of course, it's all glory to God. But people who've been inspired by my testimony of coming out of the New Age to question their own involvement in the New Age. Mm. Mostly they're people who profess to be Christians, who've added in things like yoga I did yoga for 20 years. And I thought, well, it's just stretching. It's Hinduism. Then people say, well, what's wrong with Hinduism? They're nice people. Yeah, but niceness doesn't get you into heaven. Jesus says in John 14:6, as you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me.
Yeah.
And he means that. It's this narrow gate.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Age and a lot of world beliefs now is universalist, saying that all paths lead to heaven. That's a lie from the dungeons of hell. That's the devil trying to get more souls to come and follow him. Right. And I'm just so grateful that Jesus saved me, because if I had died as a New Ager, I would be in hell for eternity. I mean, I came this close, because look at, you know, I'm old. I used to take a lot of risks. So it's only by God's grace and mercy that I'm alive. And I'm going to spend the few years I have left, you know, I'm 62. So what, 20 more years or so? I don't know. Only God knows. Just telling people, get out of the New Age, stop doing yoga. Every pose in the Sun Salutation series is designed to bow down to a different Hindu deity. And that's idolatry. That is forbidden by God. By the Ten Commandments, which are still for today. That's not just Old Testament. That's not just Old Covenant. The moral laws continue for today. Jesus is quoting the moral laws all through the Gospels. God says, I will not share my glory with anyone. And so yoga is just, there's no way to gloss it over and put scripture on top of it and call it holy yoga. It's demonic. I was a Reiki master, and a lot of people get in the New Age because they want to be healed and they want alternative medicine. Well, I mean, I think probably some alternative medicine could be safe, but when you add in Reiki or energy healing like Qigong, and I was into pranic healing, all these different energy healing types, there's a spiritual component that opens you up to demonic deception. With Reiki, for instance, you have to have these symbols attuned to you. And the symbols, they tell you, oh, it came from the Pleiades and through this lineage of this Japanese family and such, and they have this backstory. But these symbols are supposed to attune you to how to share a Reiki energy with people. When I look at those symbols now, I see demonic influences. I just see that they're the whole thing of Reiki. If you ever felt it, it feels cold. It feels otherworldly. There's a vibration that's very real. Some people will say that they got healed by it as their proof that it's okay and safe. That's not proof. Just because a method is comforting or it seems to work. I mean, alcohol is comforting, but that doesn't mean that that's something God condones. Drunkenness is condemned in the Bible. And it's the same with New Age methods. Yes, they seem to work. Yes, they seem to be comforting. Yes, people will justify that it helps their relationships or their health, but it's not godly, and it can get us into bad trouble. It really can lead to demonic deception, and it can lead to breaking up of families and all the things I've suffered through. I want people to learn from my mistakes.
Right, right.
Again,
darkness so often disguises itself as light.
Yes.
And that is something that I am confronted with all the time. Because in my pruning process, there was a whole host of things that I was like, well, God, this is good, or it seems good. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, your heart is deceptive above all.
That's right.
It's just so destructive.
And it's so destructive. And it's the religion of the New World Order, too. It's just, people in the New Age are super phobic of conspiracy theories. I mean, some of these conspiracy theories, I think, are true.
Yeah.
But there's so much fear in people in the New Age. You have this complete phobia that you're going to say or think something negative, and then you're going to attract it, because they put this burden on you in the New Age that you create your reality. And so, I mean, what kind of burden is that for a person to carry, that, oh my gosh, if I think something negative or I say something negative, that I'm going to be responsible for horrible things happening? That's what they believe, you know? And so it's this mind control workspace system that, like you said, never bears good fruit. And I did everything right in the New Age. Like, from the New Ager standpoint, when I walked away, I was at the height of my career.
Right.
Every day I did yoga. Every day I'd clear my chakras. Every day I would, you know, do Reiki on myself. And every day I would visualize and affirm. And I was empty inside. And when I look at myself in those past photos, my eyes look dead.
Mm.
You know, I can see my eyes now. I have this gentleness that's because I'm in love with Jesus, right. And he did this.
Right. Something that I think so many people who come from such darkness to such light deal with is the claim that they're being intolerant or they're pushing harmful theology. Did you get a lot of that sort of pushback?
Oh, every day. Yeah. So people are writing me letters saying, you know, why can't you just be tolerant and accept that there's many different paths that people have? I've got family members who are New Age who will not speak to me because they see me as a bigot and as judgmental and such. And what they don't realize is that my heart, I'm sure your heart too, is to help people. Yeah. We're trying to help by pointing them away from running on the freeway where there's traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not safe what you're doing. You can't blend Christianity with other religions. You can't blend Christianity with New Age. It's not okay to have a little bit of leaven. It's poison. So when I say that to people, they're like, oh, now you're some fundamentalist. And I'm like, yeah, actually I am.
So as we close, I just would like to talk a little bit about Deceived No More. Obviously, we would have to read the entire book to get a full explanation, but are there any red flags that we as Christians should be looking for inside the church? Are there any patterns in the way that the New Age comes through and enters into the church?
Absolutely. In fact, in the back of the book, I've got a 15-page glossary of New Age terms, because New Age often uses terms that can sound Christian, like God, for instance, but to a New Ager, it means universe. Mm-hmm. So that glossary, I think, is really important. But without reading the book, what I would say to someone is if your pastor stops reading the Bible at the pulpit, that's a big red flag.
Right.
You want to be at a church where the people are honoring God's will, who are obeying his commandments. And that includes the list of qualifications for elders in Titus and in Timothy. So compare everything to scripture is what it comes down to, because there's ditches on either side of the narrow road that you can fall in so easily. And it all starts like Genesis 3, when the serpent said to Eve, did God really mean that? Mm-hmm. So people will apply that same question to the gay community or women preachers. And it starts there, and then it just, you're off the rails. You're in a ditch very quickly. So even though it's offensive to today's cancel culture, we have to speak up for biblical truth, and we have to stand on God's word.
Amen. Thank you so much. Your boldness is very inspiring to me, and I'm sure to many listeners. Mm-hmm. Because of where you stood and how much you stood to lose, that loss is just so clearly gain. I mean, that's just so comforting. It makes me want to cry. So thank you so much.
I appreciate what you're doing, sister. Thank you for sharing testimonies. They're very inspiring.
To learn more about Doreen, visit DoreenVirtue.com. And of course, be sure to also check out our ministry on thengodmoved.com or at thengodmoved on Instagram. I'll see you guys next time.